Hey, okay, so I thought I would make this kind of channel separate to my other channels to explain kind of what's going on in the world, because essentially what's happening is there's a vast sort of system and structure that's been created, and their goal is to essentially tear down Western, well, really global society, but specifically Western to start with, and replace it with a one world currency, one world government, and one world religion, which we're seeing the start of now. And I thought I'd make this channel just to kind of dive a bit deeper into these topics, because there's a lot going on and it can be easy to misunderstand exactly what's happening. And you'll have to excuse the weird camera angles here, because I'm trying to walk and not get these trees. There's a lot going on. So they want to install a one world government and a one world currency. You can't do that unless you first destroy the old currencies and the old governments. So everything that you're seeing now, you know, the situation with supposed pandemic, the situation with Ukraine, and really anything that they're going to start throwing out. Although it seems, on the surface, it seems like one thing is happening, like one person's invading, or we need to work together to protect ourselves against supposed disease, or whatever the case may be. That's really just irrelevant compared to what the agenda actually is. So if the agenda is to crash the economy, then suddenly it all makes perfect sense, you know? Because you've got to remember that according to their own plan, members like, for example, Putin or Zelensky, they're members of the World Economic Forum, and Putin specifically, and possibly Zelensky as well, they have been, well, young global leaders under the control and massive influence of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. So they're all playing the same game, they're all under the same control, and the agenda is the same. Although it looks like Putin's playing the bad guy in this kind of theatre set, the agenda remains the same, which is to crash the economy and destabilise modern society so that they can bring in a one world government and a one world currency. They've already made plans for this and made them public. The central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, several countries already have them out, and the EU has proposed to launch one before the end of 2022. And although it might look like on one side, like with the spiritual communities at the moment, a lot of people are saying, well, no, Putin's tearing down New World Order bases and labs and that kind of thing. And while that might be slightly true, ultimately it doesn't matter, because the goal, the agenda, is still the same. You know, the war, supposed war, and that's another whole rabbit hole as to whether anything or what specifically is happening and how it's being reported, but it doesn't really matter whether it is or isn't happening, because the end result of this is more restriction, more control, and more consolidation of power. All of that moving us towards a one world government with a one world currency. And you've got to understand the bigger picture here. Like, let's take the US for example. They're saying, oh, Putin's a bad guy and we need to give sanctions and everything like that. And yet for the last 5 years, almost a decade or more, the US has been systematically increasing its reliance on fuel, Russian imports and fuel, while at the same time, you know, demonising the very same country and the very same person. Why would they do that? Well, because now we have an unhealthy reliance in terms of our supply chain, fuel, oil, gas and economy. We have an unhealthy reliance on countries like Russia, so that if something like this happens, it destabilises the whole economy. But the end goal, ultimately, I don't think will work, because, so essentially the bigger picture of what's happening is that it doesn't matter who is right or wrong in that particular conflict. The end result, the net result of that, will be a destabilisation of the economy and further steps towards a one world control system. And it makes perfect sense when you consider that Zelensky and Putin are part of that agenda, the World Economic Forum and various other institutions. And I might make another video explaining the specific institutions that are at work here. But the best solution, in my opinion, and I'm going to explain more on this channel, is just to detach from it all, don't pick sides, because then that causes and creates more of the polarity that they're trying to use to bring down the system. So just try and detach from it all, especially the media. Most of it is absolute nonsense anyway, and it's just there to divide you. So anyway, this is the first video on this channel. I'm posting a lot more. Let me know what you think in the comments, and just try and stay peaceful with everything that's going on. I know it's hard, but it's very important.